listening to John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Raheel, and Dell. Dana Holgerson, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue every week right here on ESPN 97.5. The Feeder and 610 at 18th Street. Get off at 18th Street and you'll be right there. That's where you can watch games. They got the bar. Of course, the food. And it just, it's a really, really neat location. But we go watch games there. We were there watching the Texans there. We watched college football there. Not this past week, but week before. Just awesome, awesome stuff. If you haven't been there, you need to. Of course, the barbecue, but you also got the bar there. And on Shepherd, just north of West Alabama, they've been there forever. They've got great TVs in there as well. You can watch your games there, too, and libations. They've got it all going on there as well. But the bar area, but I'm more inclined to go to a bar area.
Their bar is awesome. Yeah. All the football jerseys, it sets a tone, man.
Yeah.
And it's a good place, and the smoked wings. That's my favorite.
That's your favorite.
I love the smoked
wings. I like their Greek fried wings the best. It's one of the best. If you like wings,
mm-hmm.
The Greek fried wings to me, it's a rub. It's really, really good. I think places put way too much sauce on their wings now. No, I don't want it dripping. I like a rub. I like it salty. I like it. And they make them awesome. So if you're looking for wings, speaking of which, we were at Nick's last night, had their wings too. Just spectacular. Ooh,
I saw Nick was giving out free calzones to all the veterans. Did you
he
see
was?
That? Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
It was his
birthday yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
Good for him.
So we went up there. We watched the game with him up there. He had a lot of money riding. He hit a 7-team teaser.
How'd he do?
He hit it.
He hit it?
Yeah.
Dang.
Seven Nick? Teams paid 10-1.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Yeah. No. We were rooting for him.
And they said you wouldn't get to 50. How old is he? 53?
53.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said it wouldn't get that far.
No, who said he wouldn't get that far?
Statistics say that he wouldn't.
Well.
What stats what? Say that?
What kind of stats
about
are these?
Italian business owners, yep. They don't get to 53 years old?
Yep. Well, probably not. I mean, eat good. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but if you eat enough garlic, you know what? You're going to live longer. Take an aspirin before you go to bed every night.
That's what God,
you
doing
smell
now.
So bad, though. That garlic sweat.
So?
Ugh.
So what?
I'm good.
No,
Dana's going to join us here in a second.
Yeah, we're yeah. working on
we're,
getting.
We're on
yeah.
hold right now.
We're on hold right now.
They put
hey,
us on hold.
What do you guys want?
Hey, we got it.
So it's going to be a challenging game this weekend. Oklahoma State, they're feeling good about themselves.
They are. I mean, they played OU. Now OU, their defense.
They're going to lose to West Virginia.
They're going to lose to West Virginia.
I'm confident they're going to lose to West Virginia.
Got to watch. You can't look ahead, though. Oh, God, that's all we're thinking about this week is Oklahoma State. Ah! Okay? So you can stop with your Oklahoma. Well, ask him a question about OU. Hey, Dana, what about OU?
Have you thought about the possibility of playing them in back-to-back
weeks? Back-to-back
week?
We ain't thinking about that around here.
Gundy's hair.
Yeah.
Do you agree? Oh, we got to ask him about the liberalism.
Yeah. Do you agree that the millennials... that liberalism is ruining.
How about liberalism?
Dana feast on transfers. You know how many guys have transferred to West Virginia over the years?
If it wasn't for transfers, he wouldn't have Will Greer right
or
now.
Or his backup quarterback right now.
Yeah.
Or it's one of his tight ends. Dana loves a transfer.
Yeah. Hey. No, good transfer? Come on.
I love the liberals. He's just, yeah, I like him.
Love that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're having a hard time.
All right.
With Dana. Dana's maybe.
He's probably busy.
Does he have a photo shoot again or something?
Come on, why does he have a photo shoot?
He had one last time he made us
like
wait
2 weeks
him.
Ago.
Oh,
he
did?
Had a photo shoot. He's trying to figure out how to work the camera.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what? Oh, now he's big time, okay? Mm-hmm. Because he's going to be playing. Well, let's look ahead. I mean, you know what? Now we're just, that's
Dana,
the first question.
Did you just make us whole because you're making travel plans for the Orange Bowl for the playoffs?
Coach, so have you looked at the scenarios of what needs to happen for you guys to get into the playoffs?
What do you
He's
think?
He's on 11. Are you actively trying to avoid Alabama in the semifinal?
Dana's joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Dana.
What's up?
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
No, we're doing good. We were just waiting for you. We thought maybe you were making travel plans for the playoffs. I don't. We didn't know. You thought maybe you were looking ahead.
Yeah. Right.
We're coming up to see you this weekend.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. That okay?
Always so, is.
Yeah, you know that place and going. You know it well. You worked there for a couple of years. And you know you're playing. You're on the Gundy tree. So let's talk about going up there and playing in that. Do you like that it's a 2:30 game and not a night game?
Oh, I love it. I wish there would have been at 11 a.m. Every road game you want early. Every home game you want late. I mean, that's just kind of the approach, you know, the later it is, the better it is for the fans. You know, I don't know, this time of the year it may be a little bit different based on weather. You might want a little sunshine in your life when it gets kind of cold. But when you're on the road, it's all about, you know, getting up, getting the game over with, and then getting home so you can get back on routine just as quick as you can.
Got Dana Holgorsen joining us on ESPN Houston. 47-10 final against TCU. It was a slower first quarter. And, you know, you told us last week we got to focus on TCU. That other game is done. It is all about TCU. And then the second quarter happens. How good did that feel for not only you and the players, where you guys just rip it off and take a 24-3 lead going into half?
Yeah, the way it started didn't surprise me at all. You know, we talked all week about just focus on your opponent and let the last one go, but there's always going to be a little bit of an emotional hangover when it comes to something like that. You know, and so that was the slow start as a morning game. It was pretty cold, that sort of thing. So I'm just saying that, it wasn't surprising that it was close. And plus, TCU, they're damn good on defense now. I mean, that they've lost guys, but Gary continues to coach those guys up. That side of the ball is still really good. They got a lot of talent. They're coached really, really well. So it took us, you know, they made us punt. We fizzled out on four of the first five possessions. And, you know, you're sitting there at 3-3. We kind of get the running game going a little bit. We score. We get the kickoff, that fumble right there, and then we go score again, and that just sparked everything. And it's probably for about an 8-minute stretch, it was probably as good a complimentary football as I've seen us play since I've been here. You know, just really the energy on the sideline picked up. Offense was rolling. Defense was stopping them. Special teams was playing a role. And we just all fed off each other. And then you look up there with about 12, 13 minutes to go in the third quarter. There was about an 8-minute stretch where we went 30-0. And at that point, it was 33-3, and the game was pretty much over.
Dana Holgorsen with us, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue right here on ESPN 97.5. You know, obviously, it's a long season, and you're not going to play perfectly. But, you know, the second half against Texas Tech, the turnovers against Kansas, and then the Iowa State game, is you kind of hit a little bit of a lull. But since then, it's just been, I mean, it seems like everything's on all cylinders. Did anything change at after that Iowa State game?
No, I don't think it really changed. I mean, that was, you know, I just think that was a little bit of an anomaly when it comes to the situation that we were in. I mean, it's, you know, the perfect storm type deal. They started getting hot. You know, they haven't lost since. I mean, they're a 5-0 team, and going to be a heck of a game in Austin with them in Texas this weekend. You know, it's just college football, you know, and if you let that game, if you let one game define you, then you're not very good. We didn't let that game define us. I mean, we went back to work, we rolled our sleeves up, which is what we do as West Virginia Mountaineers, and we practiced our tail off, and we've been playing our tail off. And so that we're gonna get defined with how we react to that, not with what happened out there. That's been the message our guys have received it loud and clear, and we've been playing really good since.
Oklahoma State, they're feeling good about themselves. They take Oklahoma right there to the end, and unfortunately couldn't pull it off. They're feeling good. What do you see from them on offense that has changed lately with Cornelius?
Well, offensively, they've been playing lights out. I mean, they're averaging 40 points a game. It doesn't look, honestly, it doesn't look just a whole lot different offensively for them. Right now, if you look at all the numbers, it's not a whole lot different than what it's been the last couple of years, and we know how good they've been offensively the last couple of years. Number wise, they're not far off. They're playing really well. They're coming together up front, running the ball well. You know, Cornelius is getting better every week. He hadn't played a whole lot of football here in the last 5 years, so getting better every week and developing good young receivers that are making plays. And then their running back situation, obviously, is really good with Hill and Hubbard. So they're doing a great job offensively, and we got our work cut out for us now. I mean, they've been in every game they've played in. Shoot, they, you know, they beat Texas, and they should have beat Oklahoma, so that's enough said. You know, and they beat us the last couple of years, so, you know, they got our attention, and we're going to practice hard and get ready to go play hard. It's always a hostile environment there, and this will be probably our hardest test yet.
That's going to be fun. Good football game. Hopefully a lot of offense. But do you agree with Gundy about Twitter? Here, listen to Gundy, what Gundy has to say about Twitter.
Oh, I'd give a rat's ass about Twitter.
Do you agree with that, Dana?
I think that is absolutely just priceless now. I mean, that's one of his better ones that he's ever said. He said that around the office. I mean, he used to say stuff like that around the office, you know. I mean, just as far as what the outside or what social media is, you know, says and all that stuff. I mean, he's true when he says it. He really could care less about it. And you know, that's kind of the way I think about it too. I'm not on there really reading a whole lot of stuff. It's really what matters on the inside, not about what matters what people are saying on the outside.
Right, and he had it. He had it out for millennials this week as well. And liberalism and transfer. Now, I can't imagine you agree with him about transfers, since you've benefited from a few transfers in your day.
No, I actually do agree with him. I read his quote and do agree with him. And you know, we've had a lot of people come in here, athletic department wide, teaching us about the millennials, you know, and the new generation and how they function and how they act and what they think, and it's true, and it's not going away. You know, we've lost some transfers for some specific reasons. I mean, and we get transfers for specific reasons. I just think you gotta vet that process, you know, and you gotta make sure that you're taking kids for the right reasons and kids are leaving for the right reasons. I do agree with them, and we're probably going to lose some guys as well. I think everybody's going to lose some guys. It's, you know, the NCAA stance on transfers is not going away anytime soon, and I think it's going to be interesting moving forward.
Now, okay, you deal with these kids on a daily basis, and you have close relationships with them. Is it unfair that, you know, the logic of, well, they don't bear down, they don't work hard, because, yeah, now are there a lot that do that? Absolutely. But I would say the majority are actually hardworking kids, and they're going to try hard. What do you think?
Yeah, I think for the most part they are, if your program allows it to happen. I mean, you got to have, you know, a good plan for player development and treat people fairly. And, you know, if a kid ever says, I'm leaving because coach ain't giving me a chance to play, well, that's just complete garbage. I mean, every coach wants every player that they recruited into their program to function right and have an opportunity to play and develop the appropriate way. That's just not a good – if the coach ain't giving you a chance, that's your reason for transferring, then they're not coming to West Virginia. So you just got to figure out why they are. And there's some good reasons out there on why kids need to transfer and second chances and stuff like that. I mean, that's one thing. But Gundy's right on the other thing. If guys are leaving because it just gets a little bit too hard and they're, quote-unquote, not getting a fair chance, then, you know, that's a tough one for me to
say. Well, not necessarily a fair chance, but if you read the writing on the wall that you ain't going to play, then you know what? Maybe another place would be better for me.
There's good reasons to transfer. You know, I mean, there's family situations. There's, you know, there's playing time situations. I've always held my stance towards, you know, if we recruit a guy and he gets his degree, and a lot of kids can get their degree in 3 years, then that gives the player rights. I really think that gives them rights, and they should be able to transfer and go play immediately wherever they want to go, as long as they fulfill their obligation to the school as far as getting their degree. But again, you're right, John. There's reasons why kids need to transfer. But the one that I just can't get behind is it's too hard and he's not giving me a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is just not a good one.
No. What do you think about the four games? Now, we're seeing some kids, they play in the four games, and then they say, you know, I'm not going to play here, and they're leaving after four games in a season because now they can use that as a redshirt year.
Yeah, well, I don't. It can potentially help the student athlete if they're going to get their degree, you know. So, but if they quit the team, then you know there's probably a some repercussions when it comes to how much school do you need to be able to get your degree, and how much is the school required to pay. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. If he's a young kid and he's doing that, he's still going to have to sit a year. You know, so quitting on your team, you know, mid-season is something that's a hard thing to deal with. You know, I mean, you got a lot of people counting on you, and your obligation that you signed up for. Nobody made you sign that national letter of intent.
Yeah.
So, you know, fulfill your obligation, you know, but I'm all about student athlete rights and player rights, and there's it's getting better and better and better when it comes to what advantages these players have, and I think it'll continue to trend that way, but it can't be the wild, wild west either.
True that. Dana Holgorsen, big game Saturday, 2:30. That's an ABC game that you will see right here on Channel 13. So big, big game. We will see you up there, Dana. We're going to come up, and I'm wearing my West Virginia. Oh, that's right. I don't have any because you give it all to Yanni, and I didn't get any. That's right. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I don't have any gear.
He did bring me a bunch of Damaris barbecue this past weekend. It was awesome.
He did?
He did. He jumped on a plane with Jason Rebrook and came up and brought a bunch of Damaris barbecue. We won the game. We went to my house, and he fed about 50 people.
How about he finally did something?
When was the last time you came to Morgantown?
I was there. Don't worry. LSU?
Yeah, 2011.
I don't get to jump on Jason Rebrook's plane. Sorry. I didn't get that invite. Okay? Yeah, that's why. Okay?
Well, maybe you need to be nicer to people.
Because that's impossible.
Dang, that'd be a nice little jump on.
Yeah, that wouldn't yeah. Wouldn't be a bad one.
We're rolling for Morgantown games.
hey, man, we're rooting for you. Go get them this weekend.
All right, safe travels.
All right, there's Dana Holgorsen right here on ESPN 97.5 every week, brought to you by Damaris Barber.